Talk and the Good Food Hour are brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Kitchen. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, and we've had a tradition at the Good Food Hour for about 25 years of welcoming Tom Simoneau, the Sonoma County wine guy, to the show, always in December, to reveal his top wine picks of the year. And John and I certainly enjoy wine, but not like Tom Simoneau, who devotes every day of his life to growing grapes, to producing wine, and also tasting wine and judging wine and reviewing wine and recommending wine.
So wouldn't you, people would think, I want his job. You know, I get to taste wine all the time. It's work.
It's work.
Yeah.
I love it and I would never trade it in, but it's work. And when I get finished product and I go back on it and read it because I have to write all these little pieces, I just can't believe that I did it, and the project is over. Start again in 2 weeks. I'm judging the Chronicle Wine Competition, so I'll start taking notes on the 17th. I think that's when we start tasting for the San Francisco judging.
Of January?
In January. Oh, yeah, that's when it takes place.
So wine competitions, are they still as important as they have been in the past?
I personally, I'm a judge, and I've been judging them forever. I think there's just too many of them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's great for PR. People want to know what won the gold. And if you win a gold, it spikes your sales. Mm, so there's the side, you know, it's like me with terroir. Can you taste the place? But you can't taste dirt. You know, I've got this conundrum. And with wine judgings, there's just so many of them. Mm-hmm. But, I, you know, as a small wine brand, when we win a gold medal at the Harvest Fair, boom. You know, it spikes the sales. So, yes, there's too many, but, you know, bring them on because we're all trying to sell wine here. And if you don't know what won a gold, sometimes judges will say to me, critics, they'll say, well, I don't write, you know, because I do wine stains when I do my wines. And some guys don't. And I go, well, I read your description, but I don't know how much do you like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you didn't give it. You know, and some people go points, you know, my points are better than your points, you know, that kind of thing. And points, put points on it. If it's a 90-point wine, if it's an 80-point wine, I'd like to know.
So isn't the issue, though, is like, who are the judges? And if you don't have some sense of who they are and what their background is and all of that, I mean, I've been a judge, you know, but I'm certainly not qualified like you.
Well, there's a certain group that judge them all, really. If you looked at all of them and did a spreadsheet, there'd be just on and on and on, same kind of people. So it's kind of like reshuffling the deck, so to speak. But Daryl Groom with the Press Democrat tasting, he's brought on people that come in and sit in with the judges. So it's like almost a new judge in training. And I think that is fantastic. And, you know, I've slowed way down. I'm trying to simplify as I'm semi-retired here. And people go, well, how come you didn't do that judging or this judging? Well, I'm passing the baton on. If I'm not there, some other guy is there or gal. And, you know, I learned when somebody invited me the first time, I would never say no again because I thought they wouldn't invite me again.
So what about the Wine Spectator? You know, that used to rule everything. If you got a high score in the Wine Spectator, that was gold.
Well, the Wine Spectator is still the gold standard.
It is.
Okay. And the Wine Enthusiast is right behind them. So it's a good barometer. But it's not the magazines just aren't like they used to be. And I still subscribe. I'm going to subscribe forever. And Brenda always goes, "We subscribe to another, you know?" And I go, "Yeah," because I just wrote the check for another 2-year subscription. But I think it's important. I think people, if you really want to learn about wine, that's a good way to start.
Well, our listeners are waiting to hear what your pick is for the best sparkling wine of the year. We always start the show
right
with the sparkler. Now, usually you pop the cork on the show.
Before
so you had a premature
pop.
Corkulation or something.
Be careful.
That was pretty good, wasn't it? I just coined something.
There's your sparkling wine right there. Can you guys reach bigger studio than I remember here. So my sparkling wine of the year is Caraccioli's Cellars 2016 Blanc de Blanc, Escol Vineyards, Santa Lucia Highlands, $85.
Well, I never heard of this Caraccioli Cellars.
Well, here's the deal. I love my job. Every year I discover something new, and this year it's Caraccioli Cellars. This sparkling wine took my breath away, and you've got a glass now. You guys can taste.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Tiny, tiny bubbles that tickle the tongue. Can a glass smile? With a wine like this in it, it does. And the winemaker, Scott Caraccioli, says it's all the wine he makes that is estate grown, everything he makes. So he's got complete control. And in chatting with him, I mean, this guy talks about atmospheres, and that's why you have tiny bubbles, and how you squeeze the grapes if you do a softer press. I mean, he's amazing. And it shows up in the glass. They make small lots. Mm. Some of his wines have been, I've seen them around here, so you got to look for it. Caraccioli. So his wine club, that would be highly recommended.
So spell it.
Caraccioli. And we're going to put all of these pics on
the
website.
Right
at the end of the show, so people don't have to take notes. And I have to give it a little taste here. I'm getting a little dry myself.
Well, I like it because it has just a little sweetness to it. And I have to say I like a little sugar or sweetness.
Yeah,
it's fruit. Yeah.
It's really not sweet, but it's fruit that you're tasting.
I don't taste sweetness, but
it's all Chardonnay.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
And he picks in pieces, and I mean this was my find. I mean, we're going to go through a lot of these. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of new wines.
And I'm just speaking as a layman. So compared to like a Brut or an extra Brut, which to me is really bone dry. This has, doesn't Blanc de Blanc mean it's a little sweeter than a Brut or not really?
Blanc de Blanc usually
a little fruitier.
Fruitier.
But it's tart.
So what's so interesting about this, and you commented on it, are the tiny bubbles.
I know.
It's not, one of these inexpensive sparklers, that.
There's nothing wrong with
no,
that.
No.
But you know what? When you want a really nice bottle, you don't have to go to France. This wine, I'll put this wine up against any 250. Dom Perignon, I saw it in an email, $269 a bottle. What is this? 85.
Yeah.
How many of these can you get for that? Like three?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm there. This is beautiful.
So that's Tom's best sparkling wine of the year, the 2016 Blanc de Blanc Escol Vineyards from Santa Lucia Highlands. The brand is Caraccioli, Caraccioli. On to one. I don't know how you pick the best Chardonnay, Tom.
Yeah, it's Cuvaisson 2020 Cortina Napa Valley Los Caneros. We recently learned that there are now 8 billion people in the world today. That's almost as many Chardonnay brands that you find in the marketplace. But I'm up for the challenge. I'll taste them so you don't have to. And this Cuvaisson Cortina Chardonnay is one you don't want to miss. From its shimmering gold color to its floral aroma and complex mouthfeel, what else do you need? John, maybe a piece of salmon might be the best food on the side for this. So check out their beautiful facility in Caneros, Cuvaisson.com. They're 2020.
So one of the complaints about California Chardonnay is that it got oakier, fatter, sweeter, all of that stuff. This isn't that.
No, the pendulum is swinging the other way now. Most winemakers are not doing that big, fat, butterscotchy kind of Chardonnay. Although, when I first started drinking Chardonnay, I kind of liked it back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. But we're all graduated, and now we're, it's judicious use of oak and less malolactic. So, and this one is... I sent this to a friend of mine early on, and he said he had tasted this wine. He said, man, you're right on. So I think people look for it. Cuvison, you can find it, and they have a beautiful tasting room in Canero. So
okay, and that's the 2020 Cortina from Napa Valley, Los Caneros. Suggested retail is 60. Sauvignon Blanc, and here's a name that I know has been your best of wine for at least 25 to 26 years that you've been on the show.
Off and on, they're always one of my best Sauvignon Blancs of the year, and they're available. It's Dry Creek Vineyards. This is their 50th anniversary, 2021. They label it Fumé Blanc. It's made from Sauvignon Blanc. $16. That's list price. All together now. Celebration now. Come on. 50. You know, that's a long time. I'm not much of a singer. You guys, come on now. Should we do this again? No, we don't have time.
So wasn't Dry Creek the first to use that Fumé Blanc term?
Yes.
Before Robert Mondavi?
I think Mondavi did.
I thought Mondavi.
First in Sonoma. I think he's first in Sonoma.
I don't think so.
Oh, you don't?
No, Mondavi followed him.
Did he? Wow.
Yeah.
He could have.
Yeah.
I'll have to ask Dave next time I see him.
Actually, I just read that in the Wine Bible. So there
Boy, that she's something, isn't she, Michelle?
Yeah. Karen was on the show.
I listened to it, man.
Yeah.
She's, God. But she's, you know, she's white as a ghost. She must spend her time in a cave, a wine cave, you know, researching. But boy, that woman, have you done any tastings with her or been around when she speaks?
Yeah.
I mean, I hang on every word. She's something. So this is celebrating 50 years, and take a look. I brought the bottle in.
Oh.
Look at the inside label.
Oh,
here's the outside label. The inside label is their 1972, the original label. And when I talked to Tim Bell, the winemaker, he says, we'll never do that again because getting it straight and labeled. Oh, my God. But you need to go out and buy a bottle of this. Just look at what they went through to get this done.
Me neither. The original label on the inside of the label.
And, you know, Kim and her husband, Don Wallace, run it. Dave Stair, one of the nicest guys in the wine business you'll ever meet. Can I call him the first family of Dry Creek Valley? Yeah, why not?
Sure.
Suggested retail is $16.
Yeah, you'll see it for $13, $12.
Best deal on the list. Next one. The best off-dry white.
Morgan 2021 Double L Vineyard Riesling, Santa Lucia Highlands, $24. Morgan opened their doors in 1982 after Dan Morgan, that's where the name come, his middle name, Lee, met a banker that shared his vision of starting a winery. That banker would eventually become his wife, and they did start a winery. So if you're wondering what a really good California Riesling tastes like, wonder no more. From grapes grown on the only certified organic vineyard in Santa Lucia Highlands, and that surprised me, these foot-stomped grapes made a 10.6 alcohol wine showing apple white peach. It's more fruity than sweet. It's cabinet style, bright and dry. Morgan Winery.
I think it's interesting that out of the first few wineries that you've shown best of, two of them were grown in Santa Lucia Highlands.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a wine growing region that a lot of folks aren't familiar with.
Well, we're so parochial, you know, and, you know, I'm right there with everybody. I was called the Sonoma County wine guy for years. But Santa Lucia is, they've got a whole group. And you know what they are? They're Austrian German. And they came to the United States and they started growing row crops. When you start researching some of these things, you find that... then they moved into different grapes as prices went up and down. Mm-hmm. Now you're into grapes because grapes, you make more money. There is a whole world that you could call it, you know, South Sonoma. I could, because I like the wines down there very, very much.
Next is most fun wine.
The most fun wine. 19 Crimes, Martha's Chardonnay, California. Chardonnay, $11.99. Can you ever have too much of a good thing? Now it's Martha Stewart wine. So let's see. Martha's name appears in cookbooks, magazines, TV shows, homewares, restaurants, mail order meal kits. She's also a home designer and now wine. So I say, Martha, what took you so long? And with a click on the back of the bottle, Martha tells you all about her wine.
Wait a second. Is Martha, my gosh, wait. The door. Martha Stewart has just come into the KSRO Wine Cave. Oh my gosh.
Hey, Martha.
I'm really excited to share the first bottle of Martha's Shard with my closest friends. And I've been thinking about Chardonnay around the clock. It's been shard to think about anything else. Working shard all day, only to shardly sleep at night. So work hard, play hard, and drink Martha's Shard.
Whoa, Martha, you rock it. She's on to another event.
She's got another event to be at. So, well, but she stopped in. That was wonderful. Martha's Shard, it's a good thing.
$11.99. All right, moving on to the best sweet wine of the year.
Ferrari Carano 2018 El Dorado Gold, Dry Creek Valley, Botrycized Semillon, $30 for the $375. Late harvest wines are probably the most disrespected and underappreciated of all wines. If a late harvest wine could talk, it would say, get no respect. The famous Noble Rot is responsible for the invisible sweetness in this nose, delicate and rich in the mouth. Did anyone say dessert? After tasting, Amy, my niece, said, think creme brulee or apple pie, and I second that. Enjoy your Christmas dessert with Ferrari Carano's El Dorado Gold. Terrific bottle.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You've had this bottle.
Oh, yeah, many times. Yeah, it's also, you know, there's that whole... It's tough trying to figure out wines to serve with dessert, you know, and either they get too sweet or they aren't sweet enough, you know, it more than any other food wine match, they must be in balance.
Yes.
One can't be sweeter than the other.
Exactly. Yeah. Some of the times those late harvest wines are just overbearing.
Yeah.
They're too much.
Yeah.
Inniskillen, sometimes those ice wines.
The ice wines,
Just you get, that is dessert.
Yeah.
You can't serve anything with it. So this is a beauty.
Well, I'm so glad that you continue to review these and recommend these, because obviously in Europe, these are held in great esteem.
Yes.
And here they're a tough sell, aren't they?
They are. They make them in tiny lots, no question. Mm-hmm. That's why they're in 375s. You know, and we had a family over for Thanksgiving, and that's why, you know, I served it to my family. Mm-hmm. And Amy goes, we're trying to figure out what would we serve with this? She goes, creme brulee and maybe apple pie. Mm-hmm. And after that, everybody goes, and Brenda's going, well, maybe I'll make an apple pie. Mm-hmm. Right?
Perfect. The sweet wine, the Ferrari Carano 2018 El Dorado Gold, Dry Creek Valley, Botrytis, Semillon, $30 for the 375 milliliter or half bottle. Next, alternative white.
Emeritus Vineyards 2021 Hallberg Blanc, Russian River Valley. Hallberg's the name of the vineyard. Sonoma County, $42. Emeritus was founded in 1999 by legendary vintner Bryce Couturier Jones after he sold Sonoma Couturier. And now the baton is being passed to the capable hands of his daughter, Mari Jones. She's a rising star in wine country. If you ever get a chance to go to one of her events where she's speaking, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And this Hallberg Blanc is 100% Pinot Noir with no blush to it at all. It's a great alternative to Chardonnay, all white peach, strawberry, and a hint of pineapple. And I brought a bottle, so if you guys want to say, dump your glass.
So we were talking before we went on the air about, and you made the comment about the extraordinary rise of women winemakers and wine executives and all that stuff and how important they've become.
Yes. With the pandemic, it was difficult for me to get run around, you know, going to events. A lot of events were canceled. Mm-hmm. And so in this last year, you know, I've been running around and running into some of these young winemakers, a lot of them that are women. Mm-hmm. And not just winemakers, but executives. And I'm finding that I was a little bit concerned as I start seeing wineries sell. And when I find out why they sold, it turns out the family didn't, the son or the daughter, the next generation just didn't want to take over the winery. They weren't interested in being in the wine business. And I was concerned myself, thinking like, you know, the big keep getting bigger. Mm-hmm. And not that there's anything wrong with a big conglomerate owning a wine, but there's something like something much better about a one owned owner winery that is in the family. And this woman just she's got it together. And there's a lot of other women winemakers. The winemaker Megan from Jay, she just got a big award from Wine Enthusiast. Can't remember her last name, but there's just a plethora of young women winemakers. Not that there aren't young men winemakers too, but you know, this was a good old boy network. I've been in the business. This is my 40th year. 2022 marks 40 years in the wine business. And when I first started, it was, you know, it was tough to be a woman, you know, and people like Mary Edwards and Carol Shelton, you know, kudos to them for you know,
breaking
that ceiling and leading the way. So how, what do you think? Did you taste this yet? Yeah, this
I
emeritus?
Did. I Pinot Blanc. We've had Pinot Blanc before. So this is a Pinot Blanc.
Yeah, it's this made is 100% Pinot Noir. And but look at the color.
But it's interesting. Look at how many millions of cases of Pinot Gris are sold.
Right.
And this is kind of in that family, isn't it?
Yep. It's drier, though, than most Pinot Gris. But it has a... It's a great alternative to Chardonnay. I mean...
And no oak.
No oak. Toasty. Mm-hmm. It's got tart food. Mm-hmm. Food would be service with a meal.
It's perfect. It's,
yeah,
it's the squeeze of, as I talk about these kinds of wines, the squeeze of lemon.
It does have that. It's exactly right. I was just thinking, are you going to say lemon? And you did. That is it. It is. This was a stunner for
me. The alternative white, the Emeritus Vineyard 2021 Halberg Blanc, Russian River Valley, Sonoma County suggested $42. On to luxury wine, Tom.
Stone Street Estate, Upper Barn 2019 Chardonnay, Alexander Valley, $150. Okay, so here's the question.
That's luxury.
That is luxury. That's luxury. What's the best vineyard in California, okay? You could argue Bextoffer's George III, Mondavi's Tokalon I Block. You could go on and on and on. Well, I'm here to talk about what I call a hero Chardonnay from the 40-acre old Upper Barn Vineyard from Stone Street. 25 acres on multiple blocks, planted on AXR1. That's the one that fell to phylloxera, for those who don't know. Producing less than 1 ton per acre, hence the price. It's the most outrageously flavored, complex, take-your-breath-away Chardonnay you'll ever taste. I know it's expensive, but if you're going to get into that world, oh, I'm going to buy a really nice something, the Stone Street Estate Upper Barn 2019 Chardonnay.
Alexander Valley, $150.
So how does this compare to, in your opinion, to the great French Chardonnays, you know, from Burgundy?
You know, I haven't had enough French, really good French Chardonnays to be able to say, but it's one of those wines. You know, I tasted this at an event I was at, and this is part of the the Jackson Family Wines, okay? And they were pouring all kinds of different things from Jackson Family, and we went and got, it was hot, so we went and got a Chardonnay, and I tasted it, and I went like, because, you know, they're pouring a million wines. And I go, I have to go back and say, what is this? And then Randy Ullum was there. And I said, geez, Randy. He's their main winemaker. And he said, oh, that Upper Barn, man. He said, those vineyards produce some of the best fruit. And he's all around California. He's, you know, he tastes everything that, you know, they've got up and down California, up around the world.
Yeah.
So if your portfolio is doing well, Stone Street Estate Vineyards Upper Barn 2019 Chardonnay Alexander Valley, $150. If your portfolio is not doing quite that well, let's look at the best value white, Tom.
I know, I put it right behind it. Jay Lohr Winery 2021 Riverstone Chardonnay, Arroyo Seco, Monterey County, $14. Cool classic region Chardonnay flavors at any price. That's what this wine has. Never mind $14 and often discounted $12, $11.90, you know, right in that range. Floral with citrus and white peach. And John, only 62% ml. At J. Lohr, they say they make real Chardonnay And I say amen to that. Mm-hmm. And now, they use some American oak.
Now, why you say only 62% malolactic, is that a good thing?
Yeah. We were just talking mm-hmm. about the heaviness of some Chardonnays.
Oh, I see.
Right? Because malolactic gives you the creamy, buttery. You turn malic acid into lactic acid.
So it's too much of a good thing when they're 100% malolactic?
Can be.
Well, and we got seduced, I think, Americans, that this is what makes, you know, an oaky, buttery Chardonnay is what you want to have. And
right.
It's not true.
And the malolactic starters now have gotten better. Mm-hmm. Less of that butterscotchy character.
So there it is, the J. Lohr Winery 2021 Riverstone Chardonnay, Arroyo Seco, Monterey County, $14. And let's close up this category with your best rosé.
My rosé, Ultimate Provence 2021 AOP Cote de Provence $21.99. Not since White Zinfandel and Merlot exploded on the wine scene has a category of wine taken off like rosé. But unlike White Zin and Merlot, rosés are gaining market share. Winemakers have embraced the pink. Long gone are those out-of-balance, high-alcohol afterthoughts. The best are getting better, and now not only do we see high-end California rosés, but more from the birthplace of rosé, Provence. High-quality rosés are much easier to find, and this Ultimate Provence is a stunner, packed with flavor and a show-stopping package. Have you seen this package, boys?
No.
John, what do you think?
I saw it when you brought it in.
So it has
the most beautiful bottle I think I've ever seen.
How about that?
The bottle alone is worth the $20.
I know. Think so. I mean,
it's stunning.
Beautiful. And the flavor.
Well, why don't we take a break and we'll have a sip of this rosé, and then we'll move on to the best reds, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Tom Simoneau in the KSRO Aging Room, the cellar with Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner, for our annual tradition. Some 25 years, every December, Tom comes in and reveals his best wines of the year. Garner, Ash, and Simoneau, it's the KSRO Good Food Hour.
KSRO is online at KSRO.com. Streaming powered by Hudson Street Design, a Healdsburg Lumber Company.
Dr. Walter Tom listens to what his patients want.
The demand for Botox has been the highest in the 20-year history of our office.
Dr. Tom shares why Botox continues to be one of their most requested treatments.
I believe that Botox is the elixir of youth, and probably one of the simplest things we can do to help us age gracefully without telling anybody what we're doing. The key is treating patients with Botox appropriately and correctly.
Dr. Tom is never in a rush.
Over the last two decades, our highly trained staff pride themselves in achieving the best results possible for our patients.
Dr. Tom was voted the best cosmetic surgeon in both Sonoma and Napa counties. Find out why. Make an appointment today for a free consultation.
Let's stay young together.
Online at drwaltertom.com. drwaltertom.com.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. Folks, I've been helping people obtain the right financing for nearly two decades. This experience has helped hundreds of homeowners get through some challenging situations. Maybe you're a property investor, or how about a first-time home buyer? Divorces are very complicated, and you need my experience to understand what your mortgage options are. Inherited property or rent-to-own agreements are also my specialty. Financing a home is a huge transaction in your life. When combined with a challenging situation, you need the advice and confidence to do it right. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadare.com. That's georgiadare.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS 3029, and George Adair, NMLS 245370. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Equal housing opportunity, subject to credit approval.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market invites you to shop the market for your winter wonderland holiday feast. Enjoy selections of fresh and organic greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, walnuts, and chestnuts. Meet the local ranchers who offer quality beef and pork. Choose from a wide variety of seafood from Anna's Seafood. Fresh fish, crabs, clams, oysters, and mussels. Dutton Estate Vineyards is at the market with wine and hard cider. Everything you need to create the freshest holiday dinners are at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for this year's Winter Wonderland Holiday Gift Giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Tom Simino joining me, Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash of the KSRO Wine Cave. For our annual look at the best wines of the year, every December since 1996-97, Tom has come in and joined John and me. We're moving to the red category, and you're not wasting time. It's Cabernet Sauvignon.
Jordan 2018 Alexander Valley, Sonoma County, $60. From the winery that helped define Alexander Valley as one of California's premier growing regions for Cabernet Sauvignon. 2022 marks the 50th year anniversary since Tom and Sally Jordan founded the Jordan property. Through those 50 years and all the ups and downs in the wine business, Jordan has always held true to making wines of elegance and balance. This 18 is an example of just that. Turned my head, and I love good Cabernet Sauvignon.
Well, you make great Cabernet Sauvignon.
Wow. In fact, you know, are you guys listening over there? I'm hoping you give me an interwinery discount. I may be over to pick up a case.
So you didn't go to one of the big Napa big boys for your best there,
you know, I tasted several, you know, and the bag is the great equalizer. You put them all in a bag, and you blind taste them, and which one comes out front is what comes out front. And maybe I've got an Alexander Valley palate, possibly, could that be? But Jordan, God, they make great wine.
There it is, 2018 Alexander Valley Best Cabernet Sauvignon, Sonoma County, $60. On to Zinfandel.
Pezzy King 2019 The Jester, Dry Creek Valley, Sonoma County, $30. From one of the 11 boutique wineries in the portfolio of Wilson Artisan Wineries, The Jester is a Zin that comes with directions. When you check out the back of the bottle, it reads, "Caution. Consuming this wine with your family and friends may cause one to recite ballads and indulge in witty repartee." And it goes on, but you're going to have to buy a bottle to read the rest. So if you want more, go get it. The Jester from Zen Master Chris Barrett, PezzyKing.com.
And actually very reasonable at $30.
Yeah, a lot of those Zins, especially the single vineyard and the proprietary named ones, you know, in the $60 range.
Yeah.
This one too is, even John would like this. I know you don't like those big, heavy, what some people call motor oil.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
This like cheeseburger from Paradise, that's the wine I have with it.
Okay.
Just a beautiful wine.
We used to call it a great Zinfandel hamburger wine also.
Yeah,
and that's not a slam on it.
Yeah.
It's one that really can work well with food.
So I have a quick question for you about Zinfandel.
Mm-hmm.
One of the downsides, maybe, and maybe you're going to correct me, of Zinfandel is it doesn't age well.
I'm a believer in that. Here's what happens for me.
Uh-huh.
Zinfandel, zesty, fruity, that big, warm off the vine blackberry fruit. As it ages, it becomes more claret-like. So if you're going to look for a claret, get a blended Cabernet, get a Meritage, and age it.
Mm-hmm.
Zinfandel, I like the zestiness. I want a young, fiery Zin. And that's why I don't...
Just like you like your women.
Huh? That's right. My beautiful baby, she's home. She's making us a grilled cheese for lunch. So
okay.
I might have to have a little Zin.
Well, there it is. The Pezzy King 2019, the Jester Dry Creek Valley, Sonoma County. Suggested retails, $30. On to Merlot. A varietal that didn't get a lot of respect for a lot of years after the movie came out, but it's coming back
strong.
It's
definitely coming back. Fremark Abbey 2018 Napa Valley Merlot, $45. The history of Freemark Abbey reads like a Hollywood script. Somebody should make a movie about this. You know what they did, right, about Merlot? Mm-hmm. Now they need to make it on the other end of the spectrum. Let's see. Established in 1886, it's weathered bankruptcy, phylloxera, prohibition, and more owners than you can imagine, including a guy named Freeman, a guy named Mark, and a guy named Abbey, Freemark Abbey. People think it's got a religious connotation. It doesn't. Today, the owners, Jackson Family Wines, have stabilized things, and with a taste of this Merlot, you'll know exactly what I mean. Fruit-forward and balanced. And a trip to Freemark Abbey in St. Helena is highly recommended. I'm telling you, this woman back in the 1800s started this. The history of Freemark Abbey is wild. And you Google it and it just, you know, have a glass of Merlot, whether you can find the Freemark Abbey right away or not. But this is a delicious Merlot.
I had no idea. I always thought it had a religious association with Freemark Abbey.
Me too.
But it's actually
it's right
a person.
Next to Christian Brothers.
There it is, the Freemark Abbey 2018 Napa Valley Merlot, $45. On to Rhone wine.
Kobler Estate Winery 2019 Syrah Cuvée de Briard, $58. Remember Little Red Riding Hood, Grandma's House? Mm-hmm. And who doesn't remember Grandma got run over by a reindeer? Well, the Kobler story begins with Grandma Kobler. She's the one who started the winery. She planted 3 acres of wine grapes. Fast forward to today, and it's still all in the family. And Syrah is their flagship wine. This 19 is a blend of 95% Syrah and 5% Viognier. So it's a California co-rotee. And Kobler makes tiny lots from a little piece of paradise in Green Valley. And they have a tasting room.
I've never heard of the winery.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I stumbled across it. Yeah. And this, I'm telling you, they also make a great Gewürztraminer.
Ah.
Yeah. So Kobler. And they're right off of 116.
And it's a blend of Syrah and Viognier.
Yeah.
It sounds beautiful.
It is.
Let's do one more before we take a break, and that's your Best Buy Red.
Bogle Family Vineyards 2019 Essential Red, California, $11. Now, if you don't know the Bogle story, here we go again, you need to check it out. It all started in 1870 when Captain A.J. Bogle moved to the California Delta from his family home in Tennessee. And I'll let you take it from there because we don't have that much time. So today, 6 generations of farming at the Bogle property and 50 years of wine growing. Bogle runs under the radar as a top-notch California winery. This essential red is worth twice the price. Big, bold, begging for a pepperoni pizza. Do check out their website, boglewinery.com. They're in Clarksburg, and if you're down that way, you know, call, make a reservation. They also make reserves as well. So it's not, I know people think Bogle, they immediately think bargain wine.
I was going to say, this is an area that doesn't get any respect.
No.
It's true.
And it's Chenin Blancs come out of Clarksburg like crazy.
I've heard the association with Chenin Blanc, but not with reds particularly. There it is, the Best Buy Red, Bogle Family Vineyards 2019 Essential Red. Suggested retail $11.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We'll be back with our Best of Show. It's Tom Simoneau joining Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner, in the KSRO Greenhouse and Kitchen and Aging Wine Cellar and Experimental Kitchen. We do it all in one beautiful property here in Santa Rosa. Tom's been joining us for over 25 years with his yearly December roundup of the best wines of the year. Back after this.
KSRO News Updates are brought to you by Platinum Chevrolet in Santa Rosa. Find new roads at Platinum Chevrolet, committed to live and local news updates here in Sonoma County.
Streets decorated with red bows, green holly, and mistletoe. The smell of apple cider and fresh sugar cookies with icing. Children with their faces pressed up against the glass, looking for the latest toys. Christmas at home, a time to celebrate the greatest gift ever given. It's a grand time, with people looking forward to giving their friends and family something useful. You know, not some gift that you'll never see again, just thrown into a closet somewhere to disappear. A gift that's useful in the everyday world. A gift that will last. Now that sounds like a good gift. That sounds like Hardesty's Homewares. Since 1924, they've supplied a lot of gifts for under the tree and seen many smiling faces. getting something from Hardesty's will be one of the highlights of their Christmas. Not only everything for the kitchen, but a huge selection of electric shavers, too. Hardesty's Homewares. There's no place like home. There's no place like Hardesty's. Hardesty's Homewares, open Monday through Saturday in Farmers Lane Plaza at the corner of Farmers Lane and Bennett Valley Road in Santa Rosa.
On the 12 days of Christmas, the feed store gave to me 12 pairs of socks, 11 different treats, 10 pounds of scratch, 9 bales of hay, 8 sacks of feed, 7 fluffy toys, 6 hats and scarves.
5 goat souls,
4 doggy collars, 3 antique signs, 2 plants and pots, and a big Merry Christmas and a thank you. The feed store and a whole lot more in Sebastopol, open 7 days a week.
I'm Cassie Rose, Dale Tresillos with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Bit foggy today, but mostly sunny, high of 64, 61 along the coast. Wind speeds are calm. Cloudy skies for tonight with a bit of fog, low 42. Coastal flood advisory is in effect until 2 p.m. on Sunday. For Sunday, sunny skies, high of 65. Rain, though, coming in on Monday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
Growing up, I remember sitting with my grandma on the couch while she read to me. The wonderful thing now is I get to do this with my grandchildren. Hi, this is Barbie Simpson from Simpson Sheet Metal. For more than 40 years, we've protected people from the elements, and now it's time to help our kids in the community. Simpson Sheet Metal supports literacy in the North Bay and our quest to be better stewards of the community. Our technicians, installers, and the entire team at Simpson Sheet Metal joined Sonoma County Schools and the Accelerated Reader Program to encourage middle school kids to read thousands of books outside the classroom. Our team continues to be here for all your future HVAC needs, and we are also here to help our kids become super readers. Put your trust in us.
Together, we can help our kids in the North Bay by supporting the Accelerated Reader Program.
What do you do when your house cries, "New windows," but your bank account says, "I don't think so"? Hi, I'm John Gorman with Save Energy Company. Some people choose to do a few windows now and others later. Another choice is to find a budget-friendly financing option. We offer a wide range, including no interest, no payments for 1 year. This makes it possible to get all the windows and doors done at once while helping you avoid future price increases and enjoying all the benefits now. For more, visit SaveEnergyCo.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Tom Simoneau tastes and reviews dozens and dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of wines a year, and we really trust his palate after 25 years of having him join Chef John Ash and me in the KSRO studio to reveal his best of wines of the year. It happens every December. We've worked our way into the wine varietal that's my favorite, and one I would hate to try to even award the best of year, the Pinot Noir.
Calera 2019, Davillier Vineyard, Mount Harland, $85. Calera's Mount Harland vineyards are located in the Gavilan Mountains, 25 miles east of Monterey, at an average elevation of 2,200 feet. It's among the highest and the coolest vineyard sites in California. Taking his cue from the great domains of Burgundy, Central Coast wine pioneer Joss Jensen searched for unique limestone soils to plant in his vineyards, and he found them on Mount Harland, and he named his winery Calera, which is the Spanish word for lime kiln. A lime kiln still stands on the property, and there's a lime kiln on the label. It's my new favorite Pinot Noir.
With so many extraordinary Pinot Noir, this must have been really difficult.
Oh, my God.
I mean, look, you have Russian River, you have Carneros, you have all of Oregon, you have Santa Lucia Highlands, yes, for heaven's sake. You have some of the greatest wine-growing regions in America to choose from, and yet you go down to the Monterey Peninsula.
When you try this wine, and it's not just this one, they've got several vineyard designates. Oh, this Davillier, oh my God. When it's so funny, because William Selyem has always, you know, I just, Jeff making great wines over there. And now when I'm in my cellar, I'm like shaking, whether am I going to grab a William Selyem or this Calera? You know, it's turned my head. Beautiful wine. Get some.
Well, and $85 suggested retail, not bad anymore.
No, for right this in that, right in the wheelhouse of the best,
the sweet spot. So this is the Calera 2019 De Villiers Vineyard in Mount Harlan. This is in Monterey Vineyards, produced by the brilliant and pioneering Josh Jensen, and that's Tom's pick for best Pinot Noir. Alternative red. How do you determine that?
This is a wow. Fort Ross 2016 Pinotage. Fort Ross Vineyard, Sonoma Coast, $62. Not familiar with Pinotage? Welcome to the club. First developed in South Africa in 1925 by crossing Pinot Noir and Cinsault. So why is it Pinotage? Cinsault was called Hermitage at the time. So when they crossed it, Hermitage became Pinotage. Now, don't guess this to be Pinot-like. It's more like Rhone than Burgundy. Big, bold, savory, and spicy, smoky, and brambly. Our sensory system exists to be stimulated, and this wine will do the trick. By far, the most interesting wine I've tasted this year. It is, I mean, a sensory, like, education. It takes me 45 minutes in a glass because I'm... stick my nose in it, and I go like, what am I smelling? What am I going to have?
So we have not tasted this. John, when you hear the word Pinotage, what's your first initial impression of what you've tasted?
That it's rough.
Yes.
And in your face and all of that stuff, because I've had them from South Africa, and it's like, what is the wine of Kaur, the grape that is grown in France there, they think is going to take the place of, and it's just too rough.
Yeah, this is bigger than Petit.
Yeah.
Petit Sirah.
Yeah.
But you really liked it.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's like love, hate. It's like, come here, go away. It's really something, man.
I'd love to try it.
You should try it.
Where is the vineyard?
It's up on the coast.
At Fort Ross.
But it's way up there.
Way up there.
Yeah.
It's owned by, I think he is South African.
Yes. Yeah. I can't remember.
Fort Ross 2016 Pinotage from the Fort Ross Vineyard up at the Sonoma Coast. $62 alternative red. On to blended red.
Chateau St. Jean. 2018 Saint Cepage, Sonoma County, red wine, $90. The signature wine of Chateau Saint Jean, Saint Cepage is French for five grapes, and it's a blend of all five of the Bordeaux varieties. This 18 is 79% Cab Sauv, 10% Cab Franc, 7 Merlot, 2 Malbec, 2 Petit Verdot. Chateau Saint Jean, Saint Cepage, the French should be so lucky. This is a beautiful wine.
I have a bottle of the 1996 Chateau Saint Jean, which was the 100-point wine spec. Do you have a bottle of that too?
I do. And it's one of those, I think, I can't open this. And it's like, what am I waiting for?
Well, that's really interesting because I don't know who to ask how it's drinking now. Is there a Saint Cepage like blog or website that we
can
look?
You should go over
and ask them.
Should call Nikki Williams.
Okay.
And say, hey, Nikki. She's the winemaker.
Yeah.
And they've got them going all the way back. And she could say, I just had it 2 weeks ago. You waited too long. Or it's not ready yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell her to call John Ash and tell her that. I'm not going to tell her that. Or she goes, it's still holding strong. You can have another year or two out of that.
That's right. I'm telling you.
The Chateau Saint Jean 2018 Saint Cepage. That's Sonoma County red wine. Best blended red and suggested is $90. And they've all been just great. And now let's take a deep breath because this is the big one. Tom Simoneau's Winery of the Year.
Chateau St. Jean. Extra, extra, start the presses, start the presses. Wait a minute. Shouldn't that be stop the presses? Well, I'm not talking about newspapers here. I'm talking about a winery. Foley Family Wines purchased Chateau St. Jean in 2021. The previous owners stopped making wine at the facility. Not many people know this. In 2016, they hadn't made wine since 2016. New winemaker Nikki Williams was charged with the task of setting up the winery for the Crusher 22. She was like hired in January. She didn't have a full year to make to bring it all back to life. She did it, a complete success. Look for big things at the chateau as the remodeling continues.
I didn't know any of this. I have seen Chateau St. Jean wines forever. I've never seen them not be in the marketplace.
No, well, but they weren't making them at the facility because it was owned by Treasury, and they owned, you know, lots of wineries, especially, you know, all around.
Yeah.
So in trying to save some money, they would make it over here or over there.
Yeah.
You know, and because of that, all of the facility just, you know, you're not making wine for, what, 7 years? No, five years. It was. And just think about the supply chain shortages. I mean, Nikki was telling me she couldn't get hoses. She couldn't get valves. Mm-hmm. She was hired like in January, and she crushed grapes this year. You know, so it was like, she said it was a nightmare. I'd get back there, and I'd be all by myself, you know, and go, hello. You know, it was just cavernous. And she pulled it together, and they're going to, I'm telling you, they're going to be the jewel again, the jewel in Sonoma Valley.
Well, and it was, I guess, and is still one of the most beautiful wineries.
Oh, yeah, the gardens.
And made famous by Dick Arrowood.
Yeah. Dick Arrowood, yeah.
In its heyday.
Yeah.
Well, this is exciting. The Winery of the Year, Chateau St. Jean, they're back. They're locally owned once again, and a great winemaker, Nikki Williams, is at the helm.
Yes.
And one quick mention, your wine book of the year, Tom.
My wine book of the year is Food IQ, and people go like, wait a minute, Food IQ? You're probably thinking, a wine book? Is this a wine book? Well, wine is food. And, you know, depending on how involved you are with wine, chances are you're picking your wine and trying to decide what you're going to have for dinner. So with this book, even the most shy chef can learn how to make some wine, some food that will go with wine. And if you're, you know, you wonder what this means or that means, Food IQ will answer your questions.
I'm glad you picked it. It was one of our faves. Mm-hmm. We had Matt Rudbard on the show for 40 minutes or so, and he was just dynamite. Yeah. We really liked
and
the book
and
a lot.
The website is killer.
It's fabulous. Tom Simoneaux, thanks a million.
You bet.
This has been a great hour, as always.
Yeah, and Merry Christmas to you both and everybody out there.
Back after this.
Hear a little music, find out what's going on around town, and have some fun. Tune in for The Drive with Steve Jackson, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 p.m., KSRO.
Yeah, there's been enough discomfort the last couple of years. How about a huge dose of comfort? It's here every day at your locally owned Red Wing Shoe Store in Santa Rosa. That's John with a word of comfort for you and your family this holiday season. Now, you may not have placed Red Wing shoes and boots at the very top of your Christmas list yet, but you should. Not only will a new pair of Red Wings be a huge delight for anyone on Christmas morning, but we got other things too, especially if you don't know what to get for someone. Look at all the socks, belts, slippers. We have boot dryers to keep your boots dry inside and out, dry and warm. Walking, working, wallowing, whatever you do. Oh, don't forget about gift cards and the fact that we keep size and style preferences for anyone who's been here before. Lots of easy close-up parking and amazing Spanish-speaking customer service at Red Wing Shoes under the rocket ship in Santa Claus Rosa, corner of West Steel Lane and Cleveland Avenue across from Cottingtown Mall. Red Wing Shoes for people who work and play on their feet.
Time for a nice, deep breath. Ah. Life is busy year-round, and now as we head into the holiday season, it's important to give yourself a little time out now and then. Sebastopol Hardware has the perfect respite for you. Santa's Workshop is a wonderful place to pause and enjoy the magic of Christmas, and it's ready for you now. Step into a twinkling winter wonderland filled to bursting with unique holiday treasures from around the world. Create your own North Pole village with precious miniature houses, shops, and accessories. Find just the right garland for your hearth or doorway and a beautiful wreath for the front porch, tree ornaments of all kinds, and candles to fill your home with seasonal fragrance. Bring your bestie, your kids, the whole family, and get into the spirit of Christmas. Visit the breathtaking holiday extravaganza now through Christmas Eve at Sebastopol Hardware. Get a sneak peek online at SebastopolHardware.com. The wonder of Christmas awaits at Sebastopol Hardware, 660 Gravenstein Highway North in Sebastopol.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online.